Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. Thank you for listening. Well, the Republican National Convention is going on in Cleveland, and for an organization like ours, we have to reach out to contacts that we know who are there who can give us scoops that nobody else has. And my guest today is Julianne Shinto, who is there in Cleveland and can give us some behind-the-scenes information. You'll want to stay tuned after this word from our sponsor to hear what she has to say.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products, and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Well, welcome back, and welcome to you, Julianne. Thank you for taking time from your schedule. I know you're just so busy being up there in Cleveland working with different ones. Tell me and my listeners a little bit about who you are and the role you have and this very important company that you have that works with conservatives both here and over in England.
My company is called Imprimatur, and I am a political strategist, and I do work with different campaigns, both here and in the UK and in Canada. It's very different the way I work here. In the US, I generally end up working for a campaign or for a PAC or for a backer, whereas in the UK, I end up working directly for the Conservative Party. So obviously, money is a bigger part of our elections, but they do have money there. But the way I get hired is very different. Other than that, my job is pretty much the same. I'd work for people that either want to be elected or stay elected. I also do a lot of debate prep.
Well, I endorsed Senator Ted Cruz. In fact, I had him on my podcast. We did three different podcasts with him, you know, early in the campaign. But I have switched my personal support over to Donald Trump, who I plan to have an interview with hopefully next week, and we're going to put him on the cover of Charisma magazine, so my listeners may be interested in that. But not everybody is backing Trump. I mean, this was a very contentious primary. I've never seen anything like it in my adult life.
And nor have I. And certainly it is a contentious primary. And funny you mentioned that. I just came from a luncheon today with the governor of Ohio, who is boycotting the convention, which would be John Kasich. And it is interesting to me that he's in town going to luncheon. There was a luncheon today. He was at a special luncheon for the Ohio delegation yesterday. So I've heard a lot of words used. One was chutzpah, that he's certainly got some chutzpah to be in town and boycotting the convention. But it is certainly shocking to me. It is definitely partisan. And there are a lot of people boycotting. Certainly Ted Cruz is not here. There are a lot of Republicans not coming. And for that reason, it's a very different year. And it's very divisive. And, you know, I really have to ask conservatives, what do we want to do? we're all on the same team. And it's extremely frustrating for those of us who have been working hard and who understand what's at stake here and who really want to make sure that this country can be the best that it could possibly be.
You know, and things are just spinning out of control with all the attacks by ISIS, the attack in France just a couple of days ago, there's been 11 cops killed in the last month. I mean, it's just unprecedented. And then to have a continuation of this administration through Hillary Clinton, who has her own problems. I was not a Trump fan early. I have really come to admire the man, and there's so much good I can say about him and will when I have a chance to write about it. But I don't understand why people don't come behind him, because the alternative is just so bad.
So bad and so dangerous. And you're preaching to the choir with me. I grew up in New York City, so we had Mayor Trump and Mayor Koch battling it out, but we didn't have our very survival at stake. We had small arguments like who did a better job building the ice rink. We didn't have our actual security at stake. Our lives are at stake here. And it boggles the mind that you're right. There is so much at stake here, and it is so important. And one thing that I find interesting over in Europe, I do work in the UK. Everybody, I can promise you, everybody in the Conservative Party is furious with Barack Obama for ruining not only the United States, but ruining the world with that agreement. He has made the world more dangerous forever. It is not something we will recover from in my lifetime. I don't see how we can ever recover from this, but we certainly have to take steps to manage it to be the best it can possibly be. And when I hear people talking in the United States who don't know, they're mostly Hillary backers, who will say, oh, he's so well-respected in Europe, you don't know what you're talking about. The entire Conservative Party, which is majority ruling government in Britain, is furious because he has ruined not only in the United States, but he has ruined the world with that agreement that the sooner we can try to chip away at it, the better we are. But honestly, every single day that it remains in place, we are at greater risk.
You know, it's well known that Ohio is a very important state for whoever wins the presidency to get. How do you think this issue, I'll call it, with John Kasich, who is a man I admired back when he was on Fox News. Do you remember that, when he had his own news program back
Absolutely.
Then?
Absolutely.
And, you know, in the campaign, I thought he did pretty well. I kept my eye on him to see what would happen. Of course, toward the end, it was just mainly him and Cruz against Trump. But
right.
Do you think he's going to influence Ohio, or do you think the people that go to the polls aren't going to really care if he got his feelings hurt or whatever has happened to him?
Well, certainly we need Ohio. We need as many states as we can get. And I have in the past had so much respect for Governor Kasich. I cannot fathom the reasoning behind this, because truly everything is at stake. Everything that he wanted to have happen is certainly not going to happen under a Clinton administration, another 4 years of Barack Obama, his third term, but it could conceivably be achieved with a Republican president. That's the only possibility. So I don't understand why in this particular situation he doesn't have his eye on the ball. And can we win without Ohio? Gosh, I don't know. And I don't know what people are going to do. I've got to think that staunch conservatives will come to their senses and will do the right thing when the time comes. But I can't even understand the Never Trumpers. I can't understand the boycott. I cannot understand so many people who have not, because there's really so much at stake.
There really is. And with each attack, I think people are more concerned about their security and safety. They want a strong leader. You know, part of the problem with Barack Obama, of course, is that he's a progressive who really believes in it, and he's trying to change America. You know, that was his motto, and he really has. He's tried to change
it
from
achieved his goal.
That's right. That's part of it. But part of it is he's just such a feckless leader. I mean, just so weak. In fact, didn't he come up with the term leading from behind, you know, which is just ridiculous? And Donald Trump is anything but a weak leader. I mean, who would have thought a year ago that he could take on the entire Republican strategy and win as he has? And I see that he's winning people over. They may not consider him the first choice, but you know what? Neither was Mitt Romney. Neither was John McCain. For many people, George W. Bush wasn't. Senator Dole certainly wasn't. I mean, the Republicans have a long history of putting up, you know, less than ideal candidates. And I think the Republicans are also running behind in a lot of the states in terms of registered voters and everything. So it's almost an uphill battle, isn't it, to get a Republican, any Republican, elected?
It is. And when you say less than ideal candidates, I think what you mean less than ideal with regard to their public image, because George W. Bush turned out to be a fine president, and we just didn't know. We didn't know who he was, and we certainly saw the strength and the brilliance of his administration and the people he brought on. Bringing Cheney was also a brilliant move, and that's why he got voted in for a second term. So once given the chance to prove who he was, how happy were we? He was an excellent president for us. And yes, I do think that Donald Trump, we certainly wouldn't have guessed this a year ago, but now that he's the man that could very well save the day, I think we all are taking a second look at him. I also have to say, I find it extremely immature for people to sit this election out. And we have so many Christians that didn't show up and vote in the last election. And that is how we got Barack Obama, because they weren't happy with the choices, because they didn't want to vote for Mitt Romney. And this is just the equivalent of taking your ball and going home on the playground. And I just think as adults, we have to realize not only what's at stake, but we are adults, and our vote changes people's lives. Our lives, our children's lives, our grandchildren's lives, and it will change the world.
I agree with you, and my hope is that Donald Trump ends up being another Ronald Reagan. I mean, you know, I'm old enough to remember when he first showed up on the scene, and everybody asked the question, can a B-movie actor, you know, even lead, first of all, lead California, and I think he was a pretty good governor. And then, of course, he came in behind a very, very inept, very liberal Democrat who basically was running things into the ground, even though back then it seemed pretty horrible. Economically, you know, we were having, 18% inflation and 22% interest, but we were not having ISIS, and we weren't having cops being shot and all these kinds of things. What do you think? How do you think Donald Trump will perform as a president?
I think he'll be a strong leader. I think he'll be decisive. I think he will surround himself with the right people. I mean, we can clearly say if the man's got anything, he's got an ego. He doesn't want to be the worst president that we've ever had. And believe me, he wants to be the best that ever was. I promise you that. Nobody would disagree with me that the man's got an ego like we may never have seen. And I think based on that alone, I think voters can take to the bank that he is going to surround himself with the people that need to get it done. He does have a track record of doing things that make sense and doing things that will move the ball forward. So I really do think he will be a strong leader. And interestingly, you mentioned Reagan. Prior to that, our last Republican had been Nixon. And of course, that was certainly a bad taste in everybody's mouth. But we are looking at a man who resigned for doing so much less than the person who's looking to become the first female president. So it is so interesting to me that we were, the Republicans were decent enough to leave when they felt they should, as opposed to doing so much worse and digging in their heels and saying, well, I want it and therefore I should have it.
You know, your insights are very interesting, and I want to encourage my listeners to get more information from your website. So tell us how people could contact you if they're interested.
Well, if they wanted to contact me, it's imprimatur.co. You can also follow me on Twitter.
Well, thank you, Julianne. This has been most interesting. And you gave us an up-to-date report live from Cleveland, Ohio, at the Republican National Convention. Thank you for being with me today on the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.